and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Yet again, here we are. People are composed of persons. There's valid work in speaking to the group as a collective when leading towards a future vision. Throwing everybody into the same bucket is fine when dealing with that which is universal amongst everybody. However, not everything is universal. People are at different buy-in levels of the vision as individuals. So when trying to make progress, you must also consider the persons composing the collective. In general, the collective can be divided into three groups, each demanding a different approach and levels of attention in order to move them to that better future. The first group, which we briefly covered in the last episode, is that of the vision supporters. Everybody in the collective starts off in this group. That's why they decided to follow the vision, because they support it. From this group, some people move to one of the other two groups, but about 90% of the followers of your vision will remain in the group of vision supporters, albeit on a spectrum. As long as you have a stable presence, are charting forward with reasonable decisions, and at times providing clarification and encouragement, the vision supporters are with you. Now, what are these other two minority groups, and what should the leader's actions be towards each in order to continue making progress? The second group, usually composing up to 8% of the entire collective, or 80% of the remaining minority, is what I call the vision resistors. These are people who are in the midst of the collective, but they are not supporters of it. Maybe they used to be, or thought they were, but they aren't. They resist your leadership and resist any productive progress towards the realization of the future vision. They are saboteurs. It's possible that they were supporters, but were radicalized into resistance. Or, as you continue to clarify the vision, they realize that it's not what they want. But they already had some sort of skin in the game, so instead of moving along, they remain and resist. Or, what is most often, the resistors lack a rooted identity in themselves, apart from leeching on to forward-moving people. Because of this, they lack emotional self-control and must always suck the lifeblood out of the rest of the collective through resisting the realization of the vision. Their issue is not the vision being advanced. It's the work of advancement in any capacity. They soak themselves in the tub of envy and bitterness and reek of it in every circumstance. They demand attention, not some of it, all of it. Almost never is this acknowledged to be intentional, even to themselves. Calling them out as being resistors or saboteurs is offensive to them because they truly don't see themselves as such. They may claim they're trying to help, they may cry foul, but they will suck the lifeblood out of the vision if given a chance. Because the resistors are typically not ignorable, they'll make sure of that, and because they are a real threat to the leader's vision, and because leaders by definition want to bring people along towards the vision, leaders are most commonly strung into giving the resistors most of their attention and energy. They spend time persuading, acknowledging, arguing, convincing, and the more attention the leader gives to the resistors, the more they will demand. The problem, though, is twofold. One, the resistors resist the vision by nature. Unlike any pushback the supporters might give, the issue is not a lack of clarity for the resistor. More and better communication will not solve it. In fact, it makes it worse. The attention given to the resistor is fruitless in the effort of advancing the vision forward. Vision resistors are an energy black hole. They drain the zeal and ambition out of the leader and the supporters. And two, any attention given to the resistors is attention not given to advancing the vision. A leader could be making traction in the vision, but instead he's giving his veins to the resistor to suck his lifeblood out of him. The approach a leader should have in the face of resistance is to continue demonstrating a stable presence and invest his energy in fruitful advancement of the vision. That means, to an extent, he ignores the resistors and equips his supporters to do likewise while continuing to lead those who are listening. He doesn't let himself get tangled up in the resistor's game. The resistor will yell foul and call the leader selfish and uncaring, but the leader must remain steadfast, knowing where he needs to invest his time and energy in order to advance the vision. His time and energy is to be invested, first, in the work mentioned towards the supporters. But more importantly, the leader must give sufficient attention to the third group within the collective, the 2%ers. That one we'll cover next time.